Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend, Juneteenth, Father's Day. Before we begin with the show, I just wanted to kind of take a little step lateral. I don't really talk about comedy too much on this show. I'm not very funny myself. I'm not good at telling jokes. I'm a horrible joke teller. But with all the daddy pictures and my missing my daddy who's up in heaven with some of your daddies, hopefully your daddies are here still on earth, but for those of you whose daddies are up in heaven, my dad's probably up there with them. And we wonder, you know, what are they talking about? And I think one thing that our dads do up in heaven after they leave us is compare their dad jokes. Right? Now, we've had this concept of dad joke ever since I could remember. And dad jokes imply a very, like, it's a funny joke that's not very funny. It's really intriguing. It's probably one of the greatest wonders on earth, how a dad jokes exist. They're very short. They're smart alecky. They're usually not offensive. And there are these jokes that have just persisted for years, and moms can't tell them. For some reason, it isn't a mommy thing, but it's a dad thing. And what makes a dad joke different from any sort of stand-up comic or any sort of other joke is the response coming from the joke is a bunch of eye-rolling, right, from the family. The kids will giggle. The little kids, the tweens or adolescents will go, "Dad," and the mom will roll her eyes. And it's a very interesting, what's the word for it? It's just a very interesting dynamic because we moms secretly want to be the funny ones. We want to be the ones that come up with the jokes. And thank God dads do dad jokes, because if dads were really super funny, moms would feel they're competing, right? You know, so if the joke stings, you know, mom's like, okay, the joke stunk, but at least I still get to be mommy. Let dads have their jokes. Let dads be the funny ones. But I think the reason why some moms have kind of an issue with dad jokes is because we moms are the ones who are like, did you brush your teeth? Did you get dressed? You got to get to school. Did you do this? Did you do this? You know, and we will recruit daddy if we need to, you know? Remember that? I told you that one, I forget who that comedian was, where, you know, moms have all these different layers of, you know, emotion and, you know, getting angry. Okay, I'm going to get upset. Now I'm mad. Oh, okay, now I am really mad. And we go through all these phases. Yet the comedian said men have two phases. One is couch, you know, watching TV, and silverback gorilla. Where when moms finally recruit dad, they go, did you brush your teeth? And the kid's like, yeah. So, you know, moms seem to be the ones that are constantly nagging. And, you know, so we don't get to be the fun ones. Even when mommy tells a joke, the kids are a little nervous, like, wait a second. Is she still going to whoop my butt? Or, you know. So I have a few favorite dad jokes. And I'm going to tell you some, because some of you guys, I think, are running out of material. When you start to say the same dad joke, then you really get the eye rolling from the kids going, "Dad, that's dumb." So you want to do a good dad joke. So this one was good. Atheism is a non-profit organization. I'm sorry, I like that one. See, non-profit? Okay. I want to do the dad jokes in the family. I really do. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas? He felt his presence. See, I like these. You know, my dad, the jokes I always thought were funny. I understand they weren't that good, but I always thought they were funny. To the man in the wheelchair that stole my camouflage jacket, you can hide, but you can't run. Okay, I don't know if I like that one. That's not good because, you know, that unfortunately makes fun of people in wheelchairs. I don't really like that one. I was wondering why this Frisbee kept looking bigger and bigger until it hit me in the face. That one I think was good. I'm afraid for the calendar, its days are numbered. Alright. My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one. I'm sorry. I like these. No, we're doing more. We are going to do more dad jokes, okay? This is, by the way, this is the day after Father's Day celebration because most Father's Day are still cleaning the grill and getting chewed out for the mess in the backyard. So daddies get another day. Okay, here's another one. The past, the present, and future walked into a bar. It was tense. Okay, sorry, I like that one too. All right. Two cannibals are eating a clown. One says to the other, "Does this taste funny to you?" All right. I hate it when my wife says, "Are you listening to me?" Such a random way to start a conversation. And then, I can't take my dog to the park as all the ducks keep trying to bite him. That's my fault for getting one that's purebred. Purebred. Okay, that might not be as good a one. Okay, sorry. This one I really like. Okay, so an interviewer goes, "How do you explain this 4-year gap on your resume?" I go, "I went to Yale." He goes, "Well, that's impressive. You're hired." He goes, "Thanks. I really need this job." See, Yale. You guys, okay. All right. One more. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? They're both Paris sites. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Those are dad jokes. I didn't say they were Dahlia jokes. Mine are worse. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, you can call in with your dad jokes. We're going to now take a little more serious tone, but I still want to hear your dad jokes because I need to give my husband more material. Or maybe I'll just take on that role because I think my jokes are still better than his. All right, so sadly, Friends, did you guys watch Friends? I haven't seen the reunion yet. I loved the show Friends. I probably have seen every single episode of Friends, whether they were on a break, whether they weren't on a break. Well, one of the iconic characters on Friends was in the coffee shop, the Central Perk, and his name, he was Gunther. Right? He was the blonde, very close-shaven, I thought he was cute, guy who had the biggest crush on Rachel Green, you know, played by Jennifer Aniston. And he didn't like Ross because he was jealous of Ross. And Gunther was pretty iconic in the show. And he couldn't make the reunion because he's currently battling stage 4 prostate cancer. What's very sad about his case is he said he missed... I'm sorry, my nose is running. He said he missed a follow-up exam because of the pandemic. He was diagnosed before the pandemic, but he said, sadly, it decided to mutate during the pandemic. Now, this is bringing up a lot of questions. Did he get COVID? Did COVID cause his prostate cancer to mutate? Was it just always an aggressive cancer? And because he couldn't go to the doctor during the pandemic with all the lockdowns and, you know, hysteria and everything that happened, that it got worse? So I don't know if we're going to, you know, get more details on that. But he came forward very bravely to talk to us about having stage 4 prostate cancer and how it's already spread to his bones and how he's actually paralyzed. He's a paraplegic. Has forms of paralysis of his lower limbs. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy. He's going to be aggressive with it, but he's not as optimistic as he was before. And interestingly, Ben Stiller, a few years back, talked about his prostate cancer. He was only in his 40s when he was diagnosed. Gunther, I believe, is 56. I need to double-check how old he is. Hold on a second. Gunther is played by James Michael Taylor, and we all know him. He's actually 59, but he was diagnosed when he was 56. And so a question many people have is, well, wait a second. When do we screen? And the PSA screening controversy is probably one of the most muddled and cloudy, because I, as a doctor, being Gen X and a doctor trained in the 90s and early 2000s, I'm of the mindset that you don't let a cancer, you know, grow and get diagnosed when it's in its later stages. You screen for cancers. The problem is there's been a lot of false positives, unfortunately, biopsies, surgeries done on people that possibly didn't have to. So we're going to talk a little bit about what has been going on and why some insurance companies might not pay for it, and maybe what we need to do to move forward. So really quickly here, just to kind of review, what happened with James Michael Taylor is he was 59, 56 at the time. He went for an annual checkup, and his doctor screened him. He ran the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen. Now, we talked about prostate-specific antigen before on the show. Prostate-specific antigen, it's not very sensitive. It's not as sensitive as other tests, but it's very specific. So if let's say the PSA, you do a PSA and it's high. I mean, it could be high because you have an infection of the prostate. There could be inflammation, etc. Could be high because of prostate cancer. But it's very specific, and that if you don't have prostate cancer and your PSA is normal, you could believe it. And I know that's kind of a little confusing. So he gets a PSA and it's high. So the doctor follows up on it and turns out that after biopsies, he's found out that he has cancer. Apparently, after undergoing some treatment or something, during the pandemic, he didn't get his follow-up. Or he wasn't able to do a follow-up test. He thinks then it went worse. Now we are kind of post-pandemic, shall we say, even though there's still a pandemic going on. And he's now being aggressively treated because it went to his bones. Prostate is one of the cancers that can go to the bones. So somebody having back pain, you know, lots of things can cause back pain. But one of the things I like to rule out if somebody's having chronic back pain is to make sure after, you know, make sure somebody images the back to make sure that there's nothing that could be prostate related to that. So he didn't say he had symptoms. He said his doctor did a screening PSA. And I'm glad with that because there's been a lot of controversy over that. Ben Stiller actually in 2016 spoke out about the current guidelines because he credits his recovery from an aggressive prostate cancer. A 40-year-old getting prostate cancer, it's going to be an aggressive type. He credits his prostate cancer fight as the doctor screened him. And so we've been, as doctors, accused of, ordering unnecessary tests, being in bed with these companies. And, you know, for me, I like to make sure I can't sleep at night if something happened on my watch. If a patient came to me and said, I want to make sure I don't have anything brewing, again, I don't want to put them through unnecessary tests, but I also don't want to miss anything on my watch. And so another argument that a lot of people said is where the cancer will outgrow the person, that the average person with prostate cancer will die of some other cause besides the prostate. And I'm not 100% buying that, because I know so many people that have sadly died of prostate cancer because we are doing so well fighting heart disease and fighting other types of cancer. So I'm kind of mixed on that. So back in 2012, the USPSTF was just outright against screening for prostate cancer. Right? They said, at most, very small, even for men, risk in what seems to be the optimal age range of 55 to 69 years, there is no apparent reduction in all-cause mortality. And in fact, they said, in contrast, the harms associated with the diagnosis and treatment of screen-detected cancer are common, occur early, often persist, and include a small but real risk for premature death. So they were saying screening could actually put, this is back in 2012, could actually put you at risk for premature death, or premature death. So PSAs were not covered. Doctors were telling patients, look, you know, we probably can't screen you. How I was trained, interestingly, right, was you do a baseline at age 40, and then do another one at age 50, and then start screening them yearly at age 50. Now that was in the 90s. I get that. And then if we saw it go up a certain amount, even if it was in the normal range, we knew something was up. Sadly, though, that is too much screening. And so, unfortunately, there were probably lots of false positives, too many biopsies. And so that, you know, so there has to be a happy medium. So, unfortunately, insurance companies jumped on that saying, okay, fine, we're not going to cover it. Well, Ben Stiller was aggressive, and he said, luckily, he was able to be diagnosed quickly. In 2016, he said, if he waited, as the American Cancer Society recommends, until I was 50, I would not have known I had a growing tumor until 2 years after I got treated. If he had followed the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force guidelines, he said, I would have never gotten tested at all and not have known I had cancer until it was way too late to treat successfully. So in 2018, the task force changed their guidelines. And they, on their final review, said, if you're between 55 and 69 years old, talk to your doctor. Have a conversation about whether to be screened. They're still not saying go and get screened, but if you're over 55, according to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, you could talk to your doctor about it. So that's probably why Gunter was able to get, James Michael Tyler was able to get tested. They said for men over 70, the potential benefits do not outweigh the expected harms, and men should not be screened if they're over 70. Now, the American Cancer Society does recommend prostate cancer screening at age 50 for men who are average risk for prostate cancer and expected to live at least 10 or more years. Age 45 for men at higher risk. Now, I've said for years African-American men should be screened for prostate cancer in their 40s, because I have witnessed aggressive prostate cancer in African-American men, and you can't just use the same guidelines on Caucasian men as you can with African-American men. You'll miss cancers. So fortunately, the American Cancer Society agrees, says African-American men, or if you have a first-degree relative, father, brother diagnosed with prostate cancer, get it done. And if you're at even a higher risk, where there's multiple people in the family with prostate cancer, you start by age 40. The digital rectal exam may also be part of the screening, but unfortunately it can miss things. Now, if no prostate cancer was found as a result of screening, how often do you test? So if you had a PSA less than 2.5 every 2 years, you need to do it every year if it's 2.5 or above. I'm telling you right now, if your PSA is under 1, you're looking pretty good. But if you go from 1 to 2, or maybe, you know, more than 1 in more than 0.5 in a year, that to me means you're rising, and I'll get yourself checked out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect has been arraigned in the suspected murder of an American student who was found dead in Russia this week. Missing for 4 days, the body of 34-year-old Catherine Ciro was discovered Saturday in a wooded area located about 250 miles from Moscow. Alexander Popov, who has a history of violent crime, is suspected of the June 15th violence. As inflation grips America's economy, natural gas prices are starting the summer off season nearly twice as high as they were a year ago. U.S. producers have stuck to the small drilling plans they inked out when prices were lower, eliminating the glut that was keeping the prices low. Natural gas prices at $3.22 per million British thermal units is up 96% from a year ago. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah, at the White House on Friday, USA Radio News. Twitter suspected election interference by selectively censoring some content is mentioned in a new lawsuit against the media giant. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content, violating the plaintiff's right to free speech, equal protection, and due process. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by plaintiff Rogan O'Hanley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis on June 19th signed several gun control bills into law, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Byron asks, how much does a prostate test cost without insurance? So it depends on your lab. I've seen it range anywhere from $10 to $100. I'm looking it up now. I think the average cost is about $40, $50 cash. You might want to, if you're not using, and I'm not telling you to go out and do this, I'm just answering his question. Before you pay for any blood test, definitely talk to your doctor. But if you aren't using your insurance, then you should be able to pick the lab. And there's usually multiple labs within a large city, Quest, LabCorp, CPL, I'm not sure all the different labs. And many of them also offer cash discounts. So in addition to there being a cash price, there's a cash discount. Now, I remember the PSA used to be a few hundred dollars, but I think it has gotten cheaper. But here's the thing. Can I just talk about for a second how to get your insurance to pay for tests? This is a very frustrating concept for a lot of us because we have insurance, we pay for insurance, and they seem to find every reason they can to not pay. I can't predict what your insurance would do, but if, let's say, you are in your 50s or you are concerned about your risk and all that, based on the American Cancer Society, they should pay. If you feel like they're going to still reject it, and some insurance companies will reject it conservatively and then go, well, then fight it. Do you guys ever feel that way where you know you're in the right and companies will just do it because they hope a lot of people will just forget, or they'll say, or they won't notice that they're paying high price, or they just say, you know what, I'll just, you know, or not notice, or just move on. It's too much, you know, trouble. That's why I always double check what you're paying for your medical bills and for your labs. Always double check, because I can't say. I mean, now, you know, now that a lot of companies are adding tips, double check the tip, because you might be tipping double and it's already on there. Now, mind you, I don't mind. I love tipping and I think people deserve it. But last thing you want to do is 20% plus another 20%. Because that means you're now doing 40%, and that's kind of a lot sometimes, depending on what you're buying. So if you're having any sort of, sometimes the PSA could get paid. If you're having any tenderness in the area, if you're having urinary frequency, and you're noticing you're peeing more, if you are feeling like, you know, maybe you're having stool issues, sometimes insurance companies will allow back pain. Back pain could do it too. Now, prior to the ACA, which I'm not a fan of, I'm not a fan of the ACA, but the one piece I do like, and I am a fan of, is this getting rid of pre-existing conditions. I understand that's one of the reasons why we are in this debacle in terms of high deductibles and all that. But as a doctor, I was so frustrated that people would be so afraid of getting a diagnosis because it would screw them for life when it came to their, you know, them getting coverage in the future. Don't say back pain. I know I have back pain, but don't say it because then I'll never be able to get the back pain addressed. I mean, that's some scary stuff. So now, at least, people can come forward and say, look, I have back pain, so put it down there and use it as a code, because then maybe I could get, you know, something checked out. But one thing I do want to hammer home is just because an insurance company doesn't pay for something, it doesn't mean it's not necessary. I can't tell you how many times I found things beyond what the guidelines would have said and would have urged. And I found colon cancer in 20-year-olds, prostate cancer in 40-year-olds, breast cancer in 30-year-olds. And so these guidelines, these USPSTF and the American Cancer Society's guidelines, are very helpful. And we honor them and we respect them. But they're guidelines. These are recommendations based on multiple studies and years of data. We accept them in the medical community, but they are not supposed to be law. So if you're 42 and you're adopted and you are concerned and you tell yourself, look, I don't know who my parents are, and I don't know, I'm worried that it could be BRCA gene positive and possibly at risk for things. You know, just because the guidelines say that, you know, it might not be warranted, it's really ultimately up to you if you want to get the test. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of, you know, lumps found in breasts, elevated PSAs, people get all these tests done, and some of them regret. There was one patient who regretted that his prostate cancer was cured because he is having erection issues. Now, he was only in his 50s, and he was diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. But he was so upset that after the prostatectomy, the prostate removal, he lost his ability to have erections, that he really wished that the cancer was never diagnosed, that he took his chances. Sadly, though, nobody, without risk of losing their license or dealing with malpractice, would tell him to just live with the aggressive prostate cancer. And I understand some people say I'd rather get the cancer or die. Not an easy, you know, type of thing to deal with. Like, you see Gunther Rep or James Michael Taylor, you know, very aggressively fighting his cancer. I mean, some of these cancers make you paralyzed. So, sadly, it's you know, those people that want to, like, avoid a screening colonoscopy saying, I'll just get the colon cancer. Nah, it's not a fun way to live a life and possibly die. So, and there have been people who have regretted, you know, but if you have an aggressive cancer, sometimes we, you know, we're going to recommend that you get treated. But the other thing that I want to also hammer home is everybody's an individual. So when they were for years saying, don't even look at PSAs till over 50, I'm like, look, if you're African American, you're at higher risk. Geography can put you at certain risk. Family history, gene mutations, like the BRCA1 and BRCA2, can put you at higher risk for cancer. Plus, your diet could be different. You could be tobacco use, Agent Orange, chemical exposures. Employment, firefighters have higher risk of prostate cancer. Certain surgical procedures, they say. Apparently, vasectomies might put people at increased risk. I want to look up the latest data, but that, there were some early studies showing that. So you got to take those into account. And again, if an insurance company doesn't cover tests, they aren't God. Just because they don't cover tests, remember, they're a business. They're saving money. It's not about you. It's about their bottom line. So if you want a test, you might just have to pay for it yourself. Understand the test could come with risks. Treatments for cancer could come without risk. Nothing is risk-free. But a baseline PSA is just a baseline. It's not supposed to diagnose cancer. So normal PSA could run anywhere from 0 to 4 nanograms per milliliter. But a rise of 0.5 per year could be concerning. So if you were 1.4 one year, and then the next year you were 3.2, that's going to concern me more than if you were like 3.9 2 years in a row. So that rise is something that would tell me you have something going on. So the guidelines are guidelines. They're not law. We respect them. We appreciate them. We want to make good decisions, but you are an individual. You're not a statistic. You're not a number. And you are important to your provider. And you're important to your family. But you also don't want to have a lot of tests done unnecessarily. So talk to your doctor about the risks. No need to panic. No need to, you know, storm the doctor's clinic. But realize that there's always a strategy when it comes to health. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Daniel is working the dials. I need to see Daniel again and give you a big hug. I love you, Daniel. And Jason, say hi to everybody for me. Sweet. Anyway, okay, so we're going to talk straight here, okay? I am very open to both sides. I am extremely open to both sides. I know some of you have been freaked out about COVID from the beginning. You got vaccinated. You're pretty happy with the way the CDC has done everything.
and you are just ready for the next bit of advice and ready to take it and, you know, do whatever the government wants you to do. And then we have others who are a little skeptical about what's going on. Some of you guys have been right about your skepticism in terms of where this virus came from. I really do believe somebody was tinkering around with it, and we're starting to see genetic evidence of that. But some of your skepticism has, you know, caused you to kind of make the decision of, I'm going to hold off. And maybe I am skeptical of everything. Skeptical of not only the Chinese government, but the U.S. government, of the pharmaceutical company, of the media. And so skepticism is growing among all of us. And now we are at a point in America, unfortunately short term, we're at a point in America where we are able to kind of breathe a little bit. People are going back to the games. I don't know if you guys have been watching hockey, especially Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, packed with people. Everybody's happy, and, you know, hopefully we're going to win the series. And you see people at restaurants, you see people bowling, and it's kind of nice. People back at Disneyland, prices are going up. It's one of those movies where it looks like everything is good and there's something going on. I think we're getting gouged by a lot of places, but that's a different conversation for something else, a different segment. But we're right now kind of feeling a little bit of liberties. I think 42% of America is fully vaccinated. At least 70% has received at least one vaccine, I believe. So we're doing really well on the vaccine front. But there's some skepticism by some. And understandable. I mean, we've spoken about that. You know, you can't keep telling people they're going to be the one in a million who are going to get, you know, COVID, and then expect them to not think they're going to be the one in a million and getting a side effect to a vaccine. Or if people are distrustful of how the virus came about, they're probably going to also be distrustful of the vaccine. So I get the logic. That's why I will never make fun of you like we see in the media, because I understand your thought process. I might not agree with it per se, but I do understand where your logic comes from. So now we have the Delta variant. And my job as a doctor and in the media is to inform you guys about the Delta variant. This Delta variant stinks. I don't like the Delta variant. The Delta variant is aggressive. It's causing a lot of mayhem in Asia. In the UK, which is being reported, it's causing a big majority of the hospitalizations. And we are being told that it is coming. It's already here in the United States, but it is going to become a dominant force in the United States. And some of you are like, shut up already with COVID. I mean, not to me. Maybe to me too, but, you know, to the media. Come on, stop it already. Let's get on with our lives. Let's move forward. And unfortunately, in the medical community, we have to be aware and we have to still warn people, because if we at all going maskless and being comfortable and, you know, going to parties and enjoying life, give the idea to vulnerable people that they're safe, we could be doing them a disservice. And so me as a doctor, I would love to save everybody. I really would. That's why I went to medical school. I wanted to, like, save the world. But you can't save the world. Unfortunately, some people are going to get hurt. But I want to do the best job possible. I don't want to give anybody a false sense of security. I also don't want to put anybody into hysteria. So this Delta variant coming, from what I'm understanding, and I have to admit the CDC was right about the UK variant coming here and being more dominant, I think they are going to be right about the Delta variant. And the Delta variant affects younger individuals, seems to be more aggressive, it seems to be more deadly. So some of you have gotten vaccinated, some of you haven't, but now comes the topic of the kids. And these universities are getting whatever headlines they can saying, we're going to mandate vaccines. Now you see all these universities and institutions, you know, trying to get their time in the media going, we're mandating vaccines. And they get to be in the media. And they're excited about it. And they get to show that they're helping and being a part of the campaign. And it's great and fine and wonderful that they're doing that. But many of you are asking me, what if my kid doesn't want to get vaccinated? Now, when they're under 18, sometimes you have a little bit more control. When they're over 18 and they're going to college, they're adults. They get to make their own decision. But some of you want your children to get the vaccine, and they don't want to. They're scared. They don't trust it. They've had enough vaccines. They're always getting injected with something. And they're like, Mom, I don't want to do this. What do? Some of you guys don't want to do it. And you're like, I don't want me or my kids. Are we going to, you know, not be able to travel later? So with the Delta variant, so we're going to talk from a medical standpoint and then from a kind of a political, sociological standpoint. From a medical standpoint, I want you guys to be very, very up on what's... Please read a variety of sources, okay? Don't just trust one news outlet because there could be bias. But you need to be aware, and I also urge you to read up on data in these other countries as well. Many of these countries have online English translations of what's going on, and I get media can be biased. But unless you can access the medical studies, whatever you can access and you see what's going on, many times scientists and doctors are the first ones to say, look, guys, this is what I think. And unfortunately, we get ignored. And then finally, somebody goes, well, the doctor said this could happen. The doctor said this could happen. Try to look at, and I'll try to come up with a list of sites of places I trust. The problem is there's so many journals that different articles get published everywhere. But the moral is do your own research. And don't just trust the media. Because true, you know, the media wants to, the narrative of the media is, you know, lockdowns were good, masks worked 100%, you have to get vaccinated, and don't worry about getting COVID once you're vaccinated. But the science out there is, well, you know, these masks are barriers, they're not as good as the N95, respirators, so don't think that you're 100% immune. The vaccine will protect you against death and hospitalization, but you could still get COVID. So it's not as sexy a headline, but you get better data when you look at the medical studies. And if you can't understand the medical study, email me. I'll try to interpret it, okay? I'll try. So that, you know, and then when it comes to kids, that you have to be very, very careful with the way you talk to kids about this. And, you know, if you are concerned that your kids could be at risk, and the schools are mandating it, and I don't want you and your kids' relationship at all falling apart. Get the doctor involved. Bring the kid to the doctor. Let the doctor have the conversation. Because sometimes it really helps with the kids hearing from somebody else. And if your kids aren't feeling it, then just keep in mind that if Delta variant does come, now just make sure you have a plan. Now, on how to maybe keep your kid away from that if they can, or to get the vaccine. One concern I have is, you know, everybody's saying we'll have plenty of vaccines, but I am a little nervous that, you know, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. So I am a little concerned that what if there's such a big push for the Biden administration to get vaccines, and we have current vaccines expiring, that if you think, well, I'm going to get the Pfizer, or I'm going to try and get the Moderna, you might not have a choice later. So these are things you kind of need to think about. And then just make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're getting your fruits and your vegetables and you're getting good sleep. Make sure your kids aren't out late till 2 in the morning and then going to school at 6 a.m. the next day. You know, because having a strong immune system is really the key to any of these beyond COVID. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.